Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 9, verses 14 through 17. The Reverend Doug Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 9. Then the disciples of John came to him, Jesus, saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch tears away from the garment, and a worse tear is made. Neither is new wine put into old wine skins. If it is, the skins burst, and the wine is spilled, and the skins are destroyed. But new wine is put into fresh wine skins, and so both are preserved." O Lord, have mercy on us. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Alleluia, Christ is risen. It's actually a rather important point to remember as we come to what at first blush I thought was just a strange little saying of Jesus. Fasting and a wedding feast, and then we talk about patching your old clothes and some wineskins. But I think the curious point, though, is who is set in opposition to whom? The disciples of John the Baptizer brought alongside the Pharisees, challenging Jesus. I thought the Pharisees were the bad guys. I mean, they're always the bad guys, right? So puffed up with their own works, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. So then why are John's disciples saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" What of these disciples of John? Probably like you and I, their ears sometimes have a hard time listening. Did they not hear John say, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world"? Were they not listening when John said, "I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire"? What even of the voice from heaven? "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." We sometimes get hung up on the wrong things. We become fixated on them. Even if these things aren't bad things, but they are the wrong things for us to focus on. The disciples are asking the wrong question. They do not see this feast for what it is, a foretaste of the feast to come. See, long ago, in the words of the Torah, in the Old Testament, it was prophesied over and over that Yahweh and his people Israel would celebrate a full restoration of their relationship, the lifting of the curse and enmity that began with the fall of Adam and Eve. Yahweh, God, the bridegroom. Israel, the bride. If they weren't so focused on the wrong question, on the wrong thing, the disciples of John might have realized who was before them. What was happening? The bridegroom. And he's holding a feast. If they had seen this, they wouldn't fret and worry about the old ways, the old customs, the old law. They would say, the bridegroom has come. Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? Of course not. But then what does this have to do with new cloth, with new wine? Let go of the old. Let go of the covenant of works, because it was a false, misleading dream that God's law had given, that sinners could themselves redeem and by their works gain heaven. No, none is righteous. No, not one, save the sinless Son of God. The bridegroom given by his Father to his people, to his bride, to the crowning jewel of his creation, to man and woman, to you and me. Do not think that Christ has come to abolish the law or the prophets. No, he has come to fulfill them. No longer a need for the old cloth. No longer a need for these old wine skins. He's not an addendum, an add-on or a patch to the old covenant, or a refill to that old wineskin we keep sipping away at. Now, when he declared on the cross, it is finished, when he yielded up his spirit, behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Those who would patch him on to the old ways, he has torn it. A greater tear is made. Now God's people are clothed with the robe of his righteousness. And as his side was pierced and outflowed the water and the blood, the new wine has burst open the old wineskin. The feast commences with the best wine that has been saved for last. We partake of this wine, the fruit of the vine new in the Father's kingdom, just as the Lamb had promised. The feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. It was never about fasting. It was a question of who. Who is this? It is Emmanuel. It is the bridegroom. This is the feast. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree, so that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, might come to all people. So let us rejoice. The bridegroom is here, taken away but for a scant 3 days. He is now appeared. The feast is ready. And as he has promised, behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. The glorious feast that never ends. Thanks be to God. Now may the peace which passes all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.